savings would go towards tax cuts. Ahead of the budget on Wednesday, Jeremy Hunt's given little away, but he's repeated his aim to put more money in people's pockets.
There are things that taxes pay for, that we couldn't cut taxes by borrowing. We'll do so in a responsible way. But if we can spend money on public services more efficiently, then that will mean less pressure on taxpayers.
More details are emerging of an intelligence leak from Germany that's led to Russia learning about classified British operations in Ukraine. German Air Force officers were reportedly caught talking on an unencrypted call. A man's due in court charged with murder after a 61-year-old woman was found dead in Worcester on Saturday. Another woman, who's 38, was taken to hospital but is now stable. The media regulator says it has significant concerns about the control GB News has over its live programmes. Ofcom's ruled Lawrence Fox's comments made on the channel in September about a female journalist were misogynistic and broke broadcasting rules. A service of thanksgiving is being held at Westminster Abbey for the Royal National Lifeboat Institution. It's been going for 200 years. The charity's rescued 146,000 people in that time, thanks to volunteer crews and lifeguards. Max Burnett helps by giving his time to the centre in Whitby, which he says is hard work on top of a full-time job.
I'm on service till 5:30 at night till 5:30 in the morning, plus weekends. It can be quite busy because, like on Friday, for example, I got in the house at 5:30, my tea was on the side warm. As I was about to eat, we got called out, so I had to leave my tea there straight to the station, and I got home at about 7 o'clock.
The O2 Academy Brixton is to reopen next month for the first time since two people were killed in a crash in December 2022. That's the latest. I'm Fada Silver.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Now let's have a look at the weather for today. It's gone a little bit cloudy, but the sunshine will come back about 1 o'clock through the clouds till about 4, and then it will cloud over as we head towards the evening. And there's about a 50% chance of rain, possibly about 12 a.m. or 2 a.m. in the morning, but hopefully it will remain dry. Tomorrow, Tuesday, there will be some sunshine, and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday coming through the clouds, but it should be temperatures about 11 degrees all week.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good afternoon. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM. It's pie week. It's pie week this week, all this week. And we'll find out some of your favourite pies at National Pie Week. And, have a think about it. Somebody's mentioned a Cornish pasty. I knew they would, but it is classed as a pie. I would have, do you know what? I love a fish pie. I've never made it. I think Sylvia Kent has teased me before. She's from the book club, about making me a fish pie. But I would like to have a go at it. But I like the, I do like a fish pie. I always put on a fish pie lots of vinegar and lots of pepper. And that just must be a habit from when I was a kid, because my dad always used to put a lot of vinegar on prawns and black pepper. But I don't tend to put it on fish and chips or anything like that. It's just on eggs as well. If I was to have a poached egg, it has to have vinegar. Boiled egg, dippy egg, has to have vinegar and salt. I'm a bit weird. I do like vinegar, though. I used to have a lot of balsamic vinegar. It was very fashionable at one stage. It still tastes good. It's weird, isn't it, that things go in and out of fashion. There's things like Black Forest Gatto, which was quite fashionable in the 70s, and then it kind of went out. And now people, I think it's kind of back. I don't know if a lot of people are making it. But cakes like that, they do. Or carrot cake was very fashionable, sort of mid-90s. And then that kind of went out of fashion. Like, and as I said, like it used to be, I used to really like chicken livers with like a bit of parmesan, balsamic and salad, or what it'd be, watercress or whatever it was served with. But they don't tend to do that very much now. Liver and bacon, again, that was something that was quite fashionable. And there used to be like a traditional dinner. Then it went quite fashionable and goes out. It's weird, isn't it, with food? We do tend to have quite a lot of processed kind of stuff. I mean, yesterday, my diet was terrible yesterday. I had terrible food yesterday, really. It was lovely food, but terrible. I didn't eat any dinner. I know I lie. I had some Weetabix for dinner because I'd eaten too much, you know, carby stuff and stodgy stuff throughout the day. Some days I'm more hungry than others. Some days I'm not really that fussed, and you know, I do have those donuts though. You know, I said I was addicted to those donuts from that shop. I have one left. I ate one yesterday, and I've got one left. I did let somebody have one, so that's fine. I've only eaten two of them, but they're called Yum Yum Donuts. I know I keep going on about them. If you've not tried them, okay, this is like not an advertisement, really, at all. I'm just saying there is a shop that does, if you know the shop that does Yum Yums, they're called Yum 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 Donuts. I can't even say it. I'm so excited. You need to try them. They're kind of layers inside. It's not like stodgy. It makes you feel like you're eating a diet donut, basically, although you're not.
You're my spicy margarita, babe.
Thank you.
Burn my tongue. Mix it up or give it to me straight. Turn me on, make me say.
Cabo, met that girl in Cabo, wearing Ferragamo. We was going shot for shot for shot like Desperado. Snuck into the bathroom, she might be a problem. I should probably stay away. Girl, you crazy, couldn't even wait for the room. Shaking, shaking, trying to keep up with you.
Hey, you're my spicy margarita, babe. Burn my tongue, make me shake. Mix it up or give it to me straight. Turn me on, make me say.
Sha, I ain't just can't stop. You're the only one I want.
You're my spicy margarita, baby. Burn my tongue, make me say.
Morning, sex me in the morning. Put on a performance. I be going shot for shot for shot. She think I'm Jordan, but she screamed a ruler. My ego enormous.
Filling up your body, babe.
Girl, you crazy. Couldn't even wait for the room. Shaking, shaking, trying to keep up with you.
You're my spicy margarita, babe. Burn my tongue, make me shake. Mix it up or give it to me straight. Turn me on, make me say.
Sha, I just can't stop. You're the only one I want.
You're my spicy margarita,
baby.
Burn my tongue, make me say.
Hot enough.
Yeah, it's hot enough.
Should I take it off?
Yeah, you should take it off.
Is it hot enough?
Yeah, it's hot enough.
Should I take it off?
Yeah, you should take it off.
Join me, Andy Gardner, on Phoenix 98 FM for Under the Radar every Monday at 6 to 8pm. I'll be playing the week's new independent and alternative releases from across the globe. My album of the week, interviews, news and live sessions from local artists. That's Under the Radar every Monday at 6 here on Phoenix 98 FM.
Strong.
Now, coming up after me is going to be Scott Ross. Can't wait to see him in the studio. It feels like ages since I've seen Scott Ross. It was only last Tuesday. He does Monday and Tuesday. Wednesday, you've got Bob Simpson. On Thursday, now it's Roy Tysack doing his very first show on the 7th of March this week. And then on Friday, you've got Patrick Shearing. And that is your lineup, the brand new lineup for 1, 2, 3. Siobhan has moved over to another show, Siobhan Copeland. And if you want to find out all the details for so many presenters here on Phoenix FM, really easy, go to allthewsphoenixfm.com. And you can also listen back to some of our amazing interviews carried out by our fantastic array of presenters. I think there's about 35, might be 38 of us now. But you can check out Mikey's Decades. You can Stepping Out with Nigel. You've got the Music Man Project. You've got Greaties. Xanthi talking to Thompson Twins. You can listen again to that. That sounds like a really good interview there. And you've also got Vicky Michelle's show as well. So there's lots of sports shows. There's Having a Ball with Keith Ball, Curveballs with Nick Field. So many different shows that you can have a listen back to, and also all the interviews that they've done as well. But check it out online, allthewsphoenixfm.com. Here's the editor's Darkness at the Door.
This is a corner of the planet. It's the straight edges we inhabit. We ignore the darkness at the door. Dim the lights out if you hear me. Stop your screaming, just speak clearly. The lonely and the righteous, I just need friends and nothing more. This sometimes still gets out.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m., contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club, and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0777 609 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Phoenix FM.
It's a god-awful small affair to the girl with the mousy hair, but her mummy is yelling no, and her daddy has told her to go. But her friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through her sunken dream to the seat with the clearest view, and she's hooked to the silver screen. But the film is a sad thing for she's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools and say, is their life on Mars? It's on America's tortured brow. Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow. Now the workers have struck for fame, 'cause Lennon's on sale again. See the mice in their million hordes, from Ibiza to the Norfolk Broads. Blue Britannia is out of bounds to my mother, my dog and clowns. But the film is a sad thing for, 'cause I wrote it 10 times or more. It's about to be written again, as I ask you to vote us on. Sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's the freakiest show. Take a look at the
Monday, 8 till 10 p.m. Tune into my show, Turn It Up with Vixter, playing you the latest in electronic music, with updates on gigs, live DJ sets, new releases, and my track of the week. Turn It Up with Vixter, every Monday, 8 till 10 p.m. on Phoenix 98 FM.
And you can check out that show and all our shows on the website, all the www.phoenixfm.com. Now, we're just going to talk a little bit about the food bank in Brentwood. Now, urgently required by Brentwood Food Bank. They've done an update. You can read everything actually on our website. But did you know over 200 local people every week are helped by the generosity of people in Brentwood supplying food, because otherwise they would go hungry? It's not uncommon, actually, to have a mother come in who hasn't eaten for days so that their child actually can. It's a terrible situation for a lot of people. Sadly, the number of people who are coming to Brentwood Food Bank has got no sign of slowing down. Now, the things they're kind of looking for, if you're going to do your weekly shopping or daily shopping or whatever you do, and you've got a little bit of spare that you can maybe put something in your basket, they're looking for like tins of tuna, braising steak, chili con carne, potatoes, all day breakfast, soup, meatballs, spaghetti, that type of thing, rice pudding, custard, other items, jams and spread, biscuits, tea, coffee, jars of pasta sauce, sugar bags of rice, and also importantly toiletries as well. So shampoo, shower gel, soaps, deodorants, shaving felt, shaving foam, and things of that nature as well. Now all you need to do is go to all the W's, brentwoodfoodbank.org.uk, and they'll tell you how you can drop off your items. So you might have a few things you bought over a few weeks you'd like to donate, and that would be anything. It's actually really appreciated, and it's making a difference to so many people's lives. You can find out more on our website, all the W's, phoenixfm.com, and there are links there. Just get me up to 12:23. Let's play the Rolling Stones. This is Angry. That is Snow Coats, and joining me in the studio, feeling, feeling very warm, is Scott Ross. That made no sense whatsoever. I was trying to think of something, Snow Coats, and joining us in his coat, there we go, this is a good link, is the one and only Scott Ross. Hello.
Well, that isn't
What's
that
What's wrong? Plug them in, for God's sake, what is wrong with you in these headphones every week? You just got to ignore it and carry on like a bit like a professional and just join the conversation.
Absolute shambles I am today. There you are. How are you?
I'm all right. It's Monday. I'm feeling bright and breezy. And also we had a bit of sunshine, which helped.
We did. It's all gone now. I've come.
Yeah, it's gone very overcast outside now. Yeah. As soon as you walk through the door, in fact.
Well, thank you. It actually was supposed to be fairly bright until about 4 o'clock this afternoon. So yes. It's all gone skew-whiff, but what do I know?
Well, we need a bit of sunshine. I felt much better when I saw the sunshine this morning.
Yeah.
It made me smile rather than growling. Mind you, I can't smile too much. I've got to go to the dentist, and it's going to cost me a blasted fortune.
I don't know. Well, you didn't go to the dentist a lot of time, did you? And then,
well, there was COVID, you see. And what I thought was, just to let you know out there, if you don't go to the NHS dentist within 2 years, you will be stuffed and kicked off and have to go private. Because I didn't go for 2 years because of COVID.
Yeah.
And then I think when I got a thing to go through and get a checkup, I thought I'll save myself money. I won't go back for a while until I'm really desperate. Because that's how people are. That's how poor people are. That you can't afford to go to the blasted dentist. So you try and save yourself money, and then if you're with NHS, if you don't go within 2 years, they kick you off. So now I've got to go private.
No. You can. There's a website.
Is there?
There's a website that
What's
says that the NHS will find you a dentist in your area, and they have to do it.
Oh, find a dentist. Is that right?
I don't know. My wife found it for me.
Oh, that's amazing. You know what? It's not because, I mean, dentists have obviously got to earn money, and I know it's to do with what they get paid. And, you know, if you could maybe make £50 from a filling, or you can make, I don't know, £200 from doing a filling. You're going to go private because you're trying to, it's a business. But there needs to be NHS because a lot of people just don't have the money. I mean, I looked at possibly having I might need a crown on my back tooth because it's the only chewable tooth
you
I've got.
You wear a crown all the
Thank
time
you.
In my life.
And they go between £500 to £800 privately.
Yeah.
I mean, who has got that? What do you do if you've got toothache and you need a filling and it's like £180? What are you? I mean, I'm just talking to people out there who will understand, you know, with the cost of living, the food prices, your bills and everything else, how are you meant to afford to pay that?
Well, you can't.
Yeah, there we go. I get very frustrated by things.
So you go
like
to the dentist and knock your teeth out.
Well, when I lived in Dublin, I did have a few teeth taken out because it was cheaper. They gave me an option of putting a crown on, and that was private, or having taken out. I went, well, take them out.
Yeah, yeah.
But what it's done, it's put a lot of pressure on the one tooth I've got at the back that's actually working.
Right.
Anyway.
Well, there you are.
Less about me.
And then we'll be asking you later later on, is your tooth sweet?
Hey, yes. My dentist, the one that I was at, is only taking new NHS patients from special dental care by referral. Oh, shut your trap. Right. Tell us what's coming up on your show before I get too angry.
Well, today we can all climb aboard the runaway train. And we're going to be talking about the runaway train, and also that could be crashing into a special chocolate treat for kids that really didn't come up to expectations at all. We've got all of that coming up between 1 and 3 this very afternoon in the midst of an absolute load of fantastic music. That's all between 1 and 3 right here on the mighty Phoenix 98 FM.
You don't sound very excited about it today, Fizzy. You're all right, a bit down.
I'm very excited.
Are you?
Yeah.
You're only taking your coat off, not stopping.
I haven't taken my coat off because I've got so many things in my pocket. If I take the coat off, everything falls on the floor.
Oh, I have to tell you, I turned the heating off earlier. I think I was having a hot flush. So I turned the heating off, and I don't know if it's cold in here or not.
Feels all right.
Does it? Yeah, you might feel it. You might need a blanket.
Yeah, for me, you know, I've got to have a blanket over my lap.
Oh, I tell you what.
At my age.
Well, I tell you what, years ago, I never used to fall asleep in the afternoons. And I think in the last sort of 8 years, I never used to be able to sleep in the daytime at all. And now I can just sit in a chair, minding my own business, and fall asleep in the middle of a conversation.
Well, yeah, my wife does that, but I think she gets bored with all the rubbish I come out with.
Well, that's not a good thing to say before you're about to do your radio show, is it? He does an excellent
show. But
the
rest of the time, I do fall asleep in the afternoon. I take out a book, start reading it after I've read about a page and a half. That's it, I've gone.
Mm. But you must need a nap, you know. Why not? You know, a little glass of scotch on the side of your bottle of scotch or whatever you have. Do you drink whiskey and stuff on scotch? I mean, do you like that? Because I can't get... The taste for me is horrible. I can't stand it.
I used to like a scotch and American, but these days you don't seem to be... It's not easy to get the American thing to put in it. So I don't tend to, no.
Mm, is that ginger ale?
Kind of ginger ale.
I don't know. Why do people put water in whiskey?
I've no idea. I wouldn't.
Scotch, they do, don't they? Water.
Yeah,
they,
some of them do. Yeah,
I don't see. I've really tried, even like with the Japanese whiskey. I've had a little taste, and you can taste like the cream, the taste. Mm. But then it just you go, and it just burns. It's horrible.
No,
not for me.
Well, or you could have something else. You know, you have gin, you have a sherry.
Sherry's nice.
Nothing the matter with that. Yeah. Lots of different types of sherry available as well.
Yeah, not gin. I really can't. That's the one thing. People, I know it's very fashionable. I cannot stand it.
I don't worry about what's fashionable. You were talking earlier on about what foods were going out of fashion, etc. I don't worry about it. I've always liked Black Forest Gâteau.
Or Gattex, as you say it.
Or what?
Gattex. What is it? Gattex. I don't know. I'm not saying you did. There was one of my relatives who used to say Black Forest Gattex, and he never corrected it. Never correct it. Yeah, that's. I reckon Liz could make that. I tell her now to make Black Forest Gâteau by this evening, and then you can bring in a slice tomorrow, and I'll be the judge on air.
Well, it'd be a bit awkward because she's away at the moment.
Don't you make it. Let's play some music. Do you like Calvin Harris?
I do.
Lovely.
Patience feels like I've been waiting for a lifetime for lightning to strike me. Daydreams feels like I've been sending out the signals. Find me. I don't need the details. You don't need to tell me. It's like I already know where you'll be. You and me.
Points
me back home.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Right, let's have a look and see what you can get up to in and around Brentwood and Billericay. Thursday the 7th of March, free men's health check at Blackshots Leisure Centre, Blackshots Lane in Grays. I did speak to Chris Booth from CHAPS, and you will need to, you can walk in clinic for skin cancer screening. You need an appointment required for heart disease and prostate cancer screening, and you need to have a look at our website, all the www.phoenixfm.com. It's between 2pm and 6. So if your husband or your man out there wants to get a free health check, please get in contact with CHAPS. It's all the W's, chaps.co, no, all the W's, chaps.uk.com, and they do hold different events across Essex. And as I said, it's great to go there, check out the interview online, and you can get to see some specialists, and best of all, it's free.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Right, coming up next, let's have a little bit of new music, shall we? I think we should. I think we'll have the brand new track. This is by the Pet Shop Boys, and it's called Lion... No, Lioness. Oh, Loneliness. I haven't got my glasses today. You're right, why are you smiling?
I'm enjoying that.
Yeah, whatever.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
All right, let's have a look at the traffic and the travel for you. Brook Street roundabout is flowing nicely. Heading down the A1023, both directions towards Wilson's Corner, no issues there. On the A128, there are temporary traffic signals in Grave Road, both ways at Hogarth Avenue. Heading down there, no problems at all. M25 looking clear all the way down to Lakeside and up to the M11, no issues. A12, again, is running very nicely. Can't see any major problems. You do have a little bit of congestion on the B1002. That's going across Stock Road and also from Frining Lane into Stock Road. A little bit busy there. There could possibly be some roadworks, but I can't tell. It just might be sheer weight of traffic. You will get more travel and traffic with Scott Ross after one. Just trying to get my words out there. Traffic and travel is what I meant to say. Get it out the wrong way. It's only Monday and already it begins with my pronunciation.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Hutton View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a hallmark care home.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hutton Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.huttonspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Start your week with a giggle. I'm Scott Ross and I'm your host on the Monday and Tuesday editions of the 1-2-3 show. Surprise guests, a regular historical feature on Tuesdays, a lot of laughs and more music than you can shake a stick at. So join me if you can between 1 and 3 every Monday and Tuesday afternoon right here on the mighty Phoenix 98 FM.
Duran Duran with Black Moonlight. I think they'll probably have another song coming out very soon. Now, joining me in the studio is the one and only Scott Ross. And did you know it's National Pie Week this week?
Yes, I did.
I've asked a question of the day about your favourite pie. What's your favourite pie?
I guess steak and kidney pie. Very nice.
I have that,
also like fish pie, like you.
Yeah, yeah. Without the crust. Can't have a crust on fish pie. It's got to be potato, cheesy potato.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Now, we've heard from a few of you about the pies that you like, which is always very good. So first up, we've got Phil Hendricks. He said Cornish pasty, which is a pie.
Yep.
Didn't agree with that myself. I don't like... You know, this morning they were talking about it on the news, and they were saying about the edging, crimping, was for when miners had it. Mm. But we eat the crimping bit now, but that's the bit I don't like on a Cornish pasty. You can throw that away. What you're meant to do with dirty hands, not saying you have to have dirty hands, but you would have eaten, held onto the outside... which is all the sort of gathered pastry, chomped into it, and then it would have been really nice.
I'd have eaten it anyway.
Yeah, well, you could. Well, I think they originally had meat in one side and jam in the other.
Jam?
Yeah, they did.
Is that Cornish pasty?
Yeah, because they had meat in one side, then jam in the other, so you had two things. Phil said, he said Cornish pasty. Billy Brown said, I have a Cornish pasty. Oh, sorry, what did he say? Oh, yeah, chicken and mushroom, cottage pie, but I like most pies. Very nice. Alison said chicken and tarragon. I called her a devil worshipper because I hate that. I don't like tarragon. Keith said, I really like steak and kidney pie, and I love steak and kidney pie as well. Chris said steak and Stilton pie. That sounds nice. Beat Bakery said, oh, this sounds super delicious, Michelle. Thank you. Rogue Effect said, I'm a simple man. Just a nice steak pie will keep me happy. And Blue Scar said, as a northerner, I know a fair amount about pies. It's got to be a classic steak and ale pie, yes. Or a chicken balti one. Wow. Chicken balti. I've never heard of that. Have you heard of chicken balti pie?
No, I haven't.
Well, it's something to try.
Prepared to try it, though.
Chicken balti. Nice. I can't even spell it. I put chicken Balearic instead.
B-A-L-T-I.
Yes, there we go. Chicken bulky sounds... I'm just typing that. Sounds great. Thank you for answering the questions. I'll be back with another one tomorrow. Coming up next, do you like a little bit of Joan Jett?
Why not?
Which bit do you like about Joan Jett? Is it her hair? It is, isn't it?
Of course.
By the record machine, I knew he must have been about 17. He was going strong, playing my favorite song, and I could tell it wouldn't be long. That he was with me, yeah, me. And I could tell it wouldn't be long. That he was with me, yeah, me. And asked for his name. That don't matter, he said, cause it's all the same. I'll take you home where we can be alone.
Going to leave you with Joan Jett. I'll be back tomorrow. Thanks very much to my guests in the studio today, Natasha from the Chicken and Frog Bookshop. Stay tuned. You've got an excellent 2-hour show with one and only Scott Ross. Have a fantastic afternoon.
It's not unusual. gives you up to go out at any time. But when I see you out and about, it's such a crime. If you should ever want to be loved by anyone, it's not unusual, it happens every day. No matter what you say, you'll find it happens all the time. Love will never do what you want to do. Why can't this crazy love be mine? It's not unusual to be mad with anyone. It's not unusual to be sad with anyone. But if I ever find that you've changed at any time, it's not unusual to find that I'm in love with you. Oh, 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 oh,
oh. On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.